Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Oh my goodness!
That's a pumpkin pie in your eye! Mattis Bezelis! Give me the whipped cream!
So much going on there.
So we've moved on from cherry pie to pumpkin pie.
Seasonal.
What
do we say to that, guys? Like, that's just, you gotta let it stand on its own.
Well, it used to be cherry pie, right? So, but now it's pumpkin pie because we're getting into fall.
It should be pecan pie, but that's just me.
Oh, I'm so with you.
Pecan pie is amazing. Yeah.
I saw pecan pie at the Mariano's yesterday morning. I was trying to urge the wife to get it. She did not.
Christina had discipline, eh?
No, we got a different dessert. We had the family over last night to carve pumpkins. So wholesome. So just such a delightful affair. I wanted the pumpkin pie as a dessert. She went with the mini cupcakes instead.
Oh, love a mini cupcake. That is Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes. We want to say thank you to our guest, Kadri Ismail. How about that? That was fun once he got on the phone with us. We also had Clay Harbor in studio for two segments. Thanks, of course, to Mark Rohde and Paul Charchian.
Charch!
So thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks to Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. And Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food.
What's happening, y'all?
You're pounding the table over there. What's the hot
take? Goodbye, Toledo.
What's the hot take that goes with it?
I don't know if there's a hot take. It just seems like it's a very, very busy day in sports with a lot of news and...
Like news, like yeah. Things that will lead local newscasts in certain markets.
Did we think that we would be talking about the Encyclopedia Britannica definition of La Cosa Nostra this morning? No, we did not.
That was amazing,
by the
way.
We did not have that on the bingo card.
We thought after Diddy got sent to jail, we were done with RICO. Guess what? We're not.
If that's not RICO, I don't know what is.
It is. By definition, it is, and I think there's more to come with all of this.
People try to hit people with the RICO, and it doesn't always stick. That one is looking pretty. And then I worked with Damon Jones in Houston.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Alex found...
I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
Really? So, yeah, Damon Jones, a beloved teammate of hit a big shot for LeBron James.
Yeah,
didn't
he also was working as an unofficial member of the Lakers staff. And according to the reports on this, was providing information about LeBron's availability to people so that they can make money off of it. That's what they wanted to do.
Oh.
Well, that.
Betrayal.
I didn't see that go that deep. Yeah. I did not see that part.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, load management probably affects the gambling lines quite a bit, doesn't it?
Adam Silver has a major problem on his hands. This is the type of thing where folks step down. Especially after you held an investigation that cleared everybody.
And not only did it not clear everybody, it was part of the plank in the platform of this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to mean that there was information coming from some people involved in the earlier parts of said investigation. It all just feels so targeted, too. Here on day one after the full slate last night, well, have all this come out?
Well, that's because you know where everybody's going to be.
It's true.
I'm not kidding.
If they were serving everybody?
No,
last
but
night?
Yes.
If you got to go pick people up, you know what hotel
exactly
they're staying
where
at.
Everybody is.
I guess.
Yeah, if they're
that
at
was
home.
My first thought.
Yeah, wait, let's wait till this. But, like, doesn't it feel like let's wait till the season gets rolling and the headlines
are
happening?
It's definitely a black eye and a big moment for a league. If they did this on the Tuesday after an NFL opening weekend, come on. If they did like the same thing to the NFL,
right.
People would be like, what is going on?
Yeah, the Thursday after your opening night, you know, I'd rather be reading about Wemby's 40 myself today.
He was amazing last night.
He is.
I don't think starting Cooper Flagg at the point guard position was a good idea.
I think it's a major mistake. And they're going to have to find a point guard.
Yeah, I think they will. But I think it's interesting.
I think there's a lot of people in Dallas who think they're smarter than they are.
Fire Nico.
Not
our Nico.
Not just him.
No, Jerry Jones. I'm just trying to go through the list of people who think they're smart. Matt Eberflus, because he's not very smart.
That's a lot of people, though, in sports.
My ex-husband. A lot of people I grew up with.
Oh, okay.
No, but seriously. There are some people in that Mavericks organization where I'm like, why did you think this was going to...
I'm here for Layla's list of people who think they're smarter than they are in Dallas, and I can't wait for the Chicago list to come out.
big game this week for the Cowboys. I think they got a shot to win it.
Who do they got?
Broncos. At Denver.
Mm.
Dak, Sean Payton was a Dallas assistant at one point, so I would put Jerry Jones on that list yet again.
Dak is playing MVP-level football.
That is true. And
he
his
is.
Defense he, is playing NFL trash-level defense.
That's
also,
true.
George Pickens is one of the league leaders in receiving yards.
So it's interesting. What if the Cowboys, they really need to make a trade for a pass rusher, don't they?
If only they had a pass rusher.
Well, I know, but what if they
the
make...
The word on the street is Max Crosby.
Right. So what if they make a deal for less than they got from Micah and they end up with a really effective pass rusher?
Well, then they save money.
Thing.
But
when you say less than they got...
Max Crosby's older than Micah Parsons, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
So that's where the money comes
in. He's also going to be less, though,
but he's
older.
And he's under contract for a little while, whereas Micah needed all the new money.
No,
and all the new money, which affects the front-end years.
If Jerry makes it work because the math, then it's a good deal. But unfortunately, it shouldn't. I mean,
I'm all for Jerry failing. I don't want Jerry to do well. Don't get me wrong.
You're still downgrading in the level of talent from what you had before. That's the issue.
But it's not a huge downgrade in
it's
talent.
It's not as
if
much.
If it's Max, no. And it might could even be better because Max is a little more effective against the run, no? You know? Max is a beast,
I just know that.
Mike is a future Hall of Famer. That quote is from Aaron Rodgers.
The trade deadline is like really just kind of going to jump up on us here.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested because we've seen over the last five to 10 years, the NFL trade deadline used to not be a thing. Oh, now it's become a thing.
There were 18 trades last year and 18 the year before. I think there was like five or six. About 6 years ago, there was like five or six.
Right.
It has jumped up to becoming a thing. You're absolutely right.
I think part of it is, you know, with seven spots available in each conference as far as the playoffs go and understanding that there's so much instant pressure to you better win.
Yeah,
you can't really have rebuilding years like you used to be able to because the NFL is built on so much parity.
Are the Bears buying? Should they be?
I think the Bears should be looking at possibilities. They should be window shopping in hopes that they win the lottery, and somehow by win the lottery, I mean win their next two games.
You know, they could thread the needle, though. The Bears could do the thing where they thread the needle and sell a little bit, too. Did you guys see, I heard the morning show talking about this, Matt Bowen was part of the top 25 tradable players in the NFL list that ESPN came out with, and number 17 is Braxton Jones.
And I understand why, because in theory, they have depth at the position.
Well, yeah, there's always teams out there looking to improve their pass blocking.
And doesn't he have 1 year left on the deal?
I think this is
two
it.
2 years?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I think this is it.
Yeah, I think he becomes a free agent after this year.
Because this is year four, right? It's year four, and he was a fifth round pick.
I would ask the Bears, what are your dreams? Like, for real, because I wouldn't move him because you don't really have anyone to play if Theo Benedict doesn't develop some technique to go along with his want to.
It's not just that. It's the other part of it for me is players are never going to get talked badly about by their coaches, rarely, I should say, by their coaches and their general managers. And at the end of the day, this is still a different head coach than last year. Mm-hmm. And he may feel like certain players don't fit what he wants to do. The trade deadline is a good time to examine whether or not that's the case. You're going to find out how Ben Johnson really feels about some people, whether or not they can fit in on this team and his schemes if they stay at the trade deadline versus getting traded.
I would just feel more comfortable if we're talking about trading him if you knew Trapillo could play left, and you seem to know that he can't.
Right, they don't have anybody that they know can
and
play
I,
it out
I
there.
I think that that's the key point that I was going to make is just that, yeah, you could trade him, but what? It's the NFL. People get hurt every day. Yep. Like, you need the depth.
The Bears
you
offensive need the depth. Line especially.
I would ask people, let's put it this way. If someone said, hey, DJ Moore, I would be open to that if I were the Bears to see what it might get them back.
Because you could elevate and use your Luther Burden, and you can find low-depth wide receivers.
You now know that the quarterback has comfort with Zacchaeus as the slot guy. You're trying to get Rome to be your number one X, and you drafted Luther Burden. I'm just saying that if you're trying to get some value back, DJ Moore might provide some of that.
My argument against that would just be what DJ Moore has meant to this team from a toughness aspect as he tries to instill that culture. I'm using air quotes here. I don't think anyone personifies that on the offense better than the veteran DJ Moore in that he's willing to give up anything physically to help.
Torsion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So I think DJ Moore is that guy, and with that, like, who's the toughest guy on the Bears offense outside of the offensive line, period?
Outside, I mean, Cole Kmet's pretty damn tough. I gotta give it up.
That's fair.
What's his consecutive game streak that's in jeopardy this week? Like 89 or something?
Yes.
It's pretty, I mean, Cole Kmet is a tough dude. He plays strong and tough.
I'd make an argument your quarterback's pretty tough.
He played all games. He played all the games.
He's played every game, and that cannot be said for the guy who was drafted
that's
behind
true.
Him, and that's now becoming a problem in Washington.
As many people predicted, playing
to the scouting report, Marshall.
How about DeAndre Swift, who's not going to practice again, didn't practice again yesterday, but you know he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Of course he is.
He's going to play. I just think DJ, because of what he does from a receiver position, maybe more than what you expect a receiver to do.
Yeah.
I think he's not the same player, but the best thing, the closest thing they have to an Amon-Ra St. Brown. And you see how well the Detroit offense moves because of the plays he makes with and without the ball in his hands.
I'm not shopping, DJ.
You just want to hear.
All I'm saying is I'm not hanging up the phone if someone asks about him. You know who could use him.
Baltimore?
Carolina?
Carolina. Oh, yeah, that's
true. Oh, don't do that to him. Yeah,
send him back there.
Don't
hey,
do that.
Aren't they 4-3?
Yeah, they are 4-3.
They're in the mix. They're in the mix.
Their quarterback's going to be gone for a while, though, I think. But
who's their backup?
Andy Dalton.
It was Dalton.
I think it's still Andy Dalton.
It's the Red Rifle, baby.
The Red Rifle.
He's there. He is flying. Can I just tell you something? Can I tell you something? That when you sit down at a poker table, okay, and there is an electronic shuffling machine, there has always been for me an immediate feeling of
distrust.
No, the other. There's been for me subconsciously, there has been a feeling of, this is professionally run. This is professionally managed. I do not have to worry about the house meddling with things or gamblers meddling with things. This is a professional endeavor, and they're going through all of the federal regulations, and I can trust that these cards are coming out and we're going to play a nice, healthy brand of poker. Let's go. And it has always lowered my concerns.
Anxiety.
And anxiety as a
poker
player.
Because there's
money at hand. Yeah. And to read that that is part of these games, that there is a machine with the technology added on, has rocked me to my effing poker core. And we're going to talk about it in detail later, but I just want to share just that little bit.
You're rethinking things?
I'm angry. I am pissed off at the details of this poker scheme in a big effing way.
It's the x-ray machine for me, because that's like the levels of what you have to arrange to have an x-ray machine underneath the table to see the cards when they're face down.
There's a lot of stuff
in
there,
man. The contact lenses.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
It's Ocean's 11. Like, all of that stuff is like something out of a movie.
So here's the thing to me that I think is something that we should keep in mind about this, because all of us know this, because we've all been around sports. We've all been around the NBA. The secret that everyone knows is how much gambling actually happens with NBA players in the locker room, at the hotel, on the plane.
Everywhere.
Professional athletes.
Professional athletes, but specifically the NBA culture of this. Of we know about, guys tell stories about the card games, guys playing tonk or spades or poker. We know about all of this stuff.
Hey, man, those pictures of the Jordan Bulls on the team plane with the card games in Sports Illustrated are imprinted on our brains.
And now you're seeing like 4 or 5 generations of growth of that type of thing and where it could lead. It's a very scary place that the league finds itself in right now.
Right.
And to like that. This, I honestly think this story is not being talked about enough.
Well, it's kind of like, okay, you knew this was going to come in some form, some way, and I think it's later than I thought it would come, if that makes sense. Like, you remember when the stuff broke out about, like, the college baseball gambling?
Yes.
And all that stuff? I was like, okay, within a year, there's going to be some major stuff happening in pro leagues. Don't know which one, but it's coming. And now I think it's here, and this is just kind of a tip of the iceberg, yanking on a string, and then the whole sweater comes undone.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how it escalated so quickly.
If you want to destroy,
we have ideas.
I have. I mean, one guy went on the record and talked about it, and we'll share some of that. But the idea is, here's an idea. I would just offer this advice to anyone: don't tell people that you're a snitch.
And maybe don't lead with that.
Yeah.
Don't say it on a podcast, on video.
You probably shouldn't tell people, like, after you've been arrested, that you're a snitch.
Like, how'd you get out so quick? Oh, well, I just told them what they wanted to know.
What do snitches get, usually?
Stitches?
Hold on. Alex, when is my FanDuel read? Is that 350 or 250?
Oh, wow.
Just checking on that. I just want to make sure. Okay, good. All right, thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we all make money today. We're not stealing it. You know, like, there's a lot of things that are present in culture that we advertise.
Totally.
But we don't advertise breaking laws.
That is correct.
This tweet was a comedy tweet, but I like it. The NBA is very concerned about the multiple arrests made as a result of the FBI's sports gambling code. Use the code multiple arrests for a 30% profit boost on any 3-leg parlay.
It's funny because I agree with you, and I think that a lot of our hands are dirty when it comes to this, and I think that important.
Yeah,
I think that it's important to disclose that and then allow people to kind of decide if they feel like the coverage that they're getting is biased or not. I also think that this kind of goes outside of that.
That's not what I'm saying about our own coverage, for the record. I didn't mean to just throw it out there sloppily, I know, is dangerous.
But I do think that it's important to mention that. Like, there, if you're listening to this or watching us, you are well within your rights to be like, well, wait, you know, Lawrence, aren't you down with Circa? Yes, I am. And I think that you need to put that into the blender of whether you feel I am trustworthy or compromised on this topic. I think that is an important thing. There are a lot of things that should be disclosed when things come up to talk about that the audience should know about the people who are giving them coverage. And then they can make up their minds on whether or not that person is trustworthy enough to be discussing the issue.
I'm all for that conversation, and I appreciate the way that you said it. And my joke is a little sloppy because what we're dealing with is the practitioners themselves and the league setting up the practitioners themselves. So maybe the idea is, does the league have control over the content makers who are, you know, in bed with such organizations? And that's an extra level to consider.
But this was a poker game. Like, this is a different entity. But no, disclosure of information is good. I told people I used to work with Damon Jones, you know, because I did. Like, we know a lot of people who at least still communicated with him just casually in conversation or whatever. You keep up with people you worked with.
The Damon Jones thing, the Chauncey Billups thing is a whole nother, like, that's the thing. Like, it's going to seem like these two things are connected. And you can make them connected if you wanted to, because once you start going down the rabbit hole of, well, what were you willing to do if things didn't go in your favor? What were you willing to trade if things didn't go in your favor? That's where the skepticism and the cynicism is going to align itself. The conversations that we can have about there maybe being a mental health crisis when it comes to sports betting overall, I think that that's fair. I'm not sure, though, that that's this.
There are cars everywhere. We don't tell people to steal them. You know, and I'm not trying to take, like, a laissez-faire attitude toward it. But there's a lot of temptations and a lot of things that we do as a society that we also advertise. Prescription drugs are advertised on television. Mm-hmm. You know, alcohol is advertised.
Of course. And so it does come with some responsibilities. And I'll also say this, that, like, having it legalized and regulated leads to an opportunity to catch things like this, as opposed to all of it being below ground.
Yes.
I wonder how the regulation part is going to play out, because just from a political standpoint, you have a party in power that's kind of like deregulation, but in this case, the regulation might be beneficial to them if you're only looking at it from a political standpoint. So I'm curious to see on whether or not that's going to become a thing here.
They'll selectively apply just like everything.
Well, else. I think the way they're trying to regulate college athletics, I think, is a tipping point to a little window into what they're going to do with gambling in terms of, does it benefit certain people versus other people? Like NIL, same thing. Like, we'll regulate the things that we want to keep the way we want to keep it.
Marshall.
That's me.
You are now saying that there might be a partisan objective in political powers.
That's how that works. Usually when people say, I'm not political, I'm like, everything's political. You mean you're not partisan. That's what you mean usually. Usually when people claim that they're not political, they're trying to say, I'm not partisan.
No, that's them saying they don't want to talk about it.
I don't think that's necessarily the case at all. But I listen, the political, I always tell people, I don't do politics. Well, politics gonna do you. So you might want to turn your head around and pay attention to what's going on.
Here's what we got planned for today. Jared Payton's gonna join us at 2:45. Mark Grody's got a Bears hit at 4:25. Coach Wanstead is in the house at 5:00. We are gonna start off by talking about this giant story. And if you haven't heard about it, we will try and give you as many details as we can. And talk about the Bulls' win last night, which is what we were kind of going to do before all hell broke loose.
It's a damn shame.
That's after Tanny's Open here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.